Well, I saw the big man trolling around here at Meyer's Garden.
Yeah.
Deep Eddie vodka.
There he is, Giorgio, right there. All 6'3" of him.
It is Deep Eddie vodka, White Elephant Day, live here at Meyer's Garden off of Henderson, Belmont, in the heart of Dallas, hard by Greenville Avenue. Thanks for having us out here all day long. And yes, the afternoon show will commence here in about 20 minutes. We'll do a little Why Today Doesn't Suck, as prepared by the great Jay King, coming up next. But we were talking about heated rivalry and why we were interested. Well, oddly enough, we were sent these clips from HBO.
Yeah, Bob says that we are on the payroll.
Yeah.
We didn't necessarily get any kind of kickback from HBO, but we did get this sneak peek.
Yeah, right. And so, Donovan, I'm not sure.
Oh, boy. I'm sensing a bit here.
What the
What are you talking about?
Why would you be so stupid? Oddly enough, if you're a fan of one particular show, you may be a fan of these trailers from the super gay hockey show on HBO, Heated Rivalry. Here were the trailers that the first one that we were sent.
Okay.
Tonight, all right. On a very gay, heated rivalry.
Oh, hey, Ilya. So I was skating in practice today, and I turned that corner behind that little goal, and I fell so hard on my rump. And Coach was laughing. He said, "Boy, you're the worst hockey player ever." I said, "Well, yeah, I love to skate, but hockey's just so hard to do sometimes, you know, Ilya."
I like you. I want to be gay.
Oh, Ilya, you can't move so fast like that here in America. First, we got to get to know each other, and then we're going to go to Baskin-Robbins and maybe watch some murder mysteries, and maybe we cuddle until secrets and play spades and stuff.
I like to be gay on you.
Well, Ilya, you're a fast mover, but I don't think you understand that we here, we just don't jump in bed with any old hockey stud. It's a process. And I will not be some sort of hockey boy toy that ends up crying in his bed because his Russian boyfriend won't return his messages. You understand this? Am I making any sense to you?
I want your butt to be gay.
Oh, Ilya, check out my five-hole.
Stupid. Oh, my gosh. Jeez. Okay, first of all,
I want your butt to be gay.
The one from North America is Canadian. He's not from the South.
He does sound like a damsel in distress, right?
And watch murder mysteries. We need to go to Baskin Robbins and share a sundae.
I want to be gay.
He's like a gay cyborg.
Yeah, every Russian sounds like Drago from Rocky.
Huh. I want your butt to be gay.
Not you, just your butt.
Yeah. Right.
And that finally,
needs one part of him to be gay.
That finally turned him. Okay, so we got interested because of that one, but then the second one, I think.
Oh, there's more.
Yeah, I think became even more interested.
Tonight, on an even more gay, heated rivalry.
Shane, I am enjoying being gay on you.
Oh, Ilya, is that all you care about? Just using me like your little hockey pretzel, twisting me all around and stuff just to get your wee-wee all excited? Sometimes I need more, you know?
Yesterday was good day for my gay privates.
See, that's what I'm talking about. If your ding-a-ling is happy, then you're happy. And I just don't see how this continues if that's all you care about. You're making me so sad, Ilya. I just want to go to dinners and a theater and make cookies and watch Friends with you. And I'm tired of you smoking cigarettes all the time. It's just gross.
Why don't I smoke something else and be gay on you?
Oh, Ilya, inhale me.
Stupid.
Gross.
Be gay on you. His command of the English language isn't quite there.
So that's how a Russian hockey player seduces a gay lover.
They're very matter of fact.
It's so limited, though, the vocabulary. Yeah. It just doesn't have a lot to say.
Sounds like such a monster.
Does he have bolts in the side of his neck?
I know. Well, it looks like Shane is always
he's playing
hard to get, though. Like, he's, you know, just trying his damnedest.
And why are they using this song from 50 years ago?
I don't know.
It just means romance.
Yeah. And this was the this is the one that really hooked us. Where
there's another one.
Where we had to watch the show.
Tonight, on the gayest heated rivalry of all time.
Shane, I have eaten my hockey meal and would like to be gay on you.
Okay, this time I'm on top. I don't want to wait.
Things have changed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now the power dynamic is shifting.
Yeah, they're mixing it up there a little bit.
So, he has finished his hockey meal.
Yep. He finished his hockey meal and he's ready to be gay on him.
He carb loaded. And then.
Gay on him and gay to him.
Okay. Got his gay glucose level up.
Gay with him. Oh, man. So, yeah, we highly recommend. If you like those trailers, you'll love the show.
If you like Christmas, you'll really like that show.
I think so.
So, Gordon, are you going to go back and watch the ending of episode one?
I think I pretty much got the premise. I mean,
But for P1s out there, if you really want a festive Christmas season, get the family together.
Yeah.
And sit them in front of the TV and watch Heated Rivalry together.
I know Grandpa will understand.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I turned it off.
The multi-generational family can bond over the
show. I turned it off
after
16 minutes and walked out of the room, and Razor was like, come back. Come on. Let's watch. Let's finish this. But no.
Can someone
watch it by himself?
Please get the grandparents and the mom and the kids all in one room to watch that, to record, to see the hell that is put upon the man who recommended that.
Will George watch it?
Well, that, no.
My dad would never come over to my house again.
Hey, George, love is love.
It is, no matter what.
Okay.
Yeah. See, he accepts that. Okay. He accepts that. He just doesn't want to watch it on his TV.
All right. Well, they're hankering to get on the air. Let's do a little Why Today Doesn't Suck here live from Myers Garden next.
Yeah.